till it's time to say goodbye. 7:04, four past the hour on the St. James and Douglas Show. Top of the morning to you. Heavy snow warning out for today, if you haven't heard yet. Could get 4 to 6 inches, what they're saying here, before it's all over sometime tomorrow. 4 minutes past 7 o'clock as you head out on the Ford Bridge, 35W or 494 this morning. Good morning, Guido. How are you?
Hey, well, is it time for Guido again?
Yeah, certainly.
All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Guido. G-U-I-D-O is how you spell the
Guido,
name, in case you want to send me a little something in the mail.
All right.
Yes, indeedy, it's Thursday, which means we got a big, big show this morning, right, Mr. St. James?
Absolutely right.
Absolutely. We're going to have, of course, Rex King. We got the hot flash news and all the usual features.
Yep.
Since it's Thursday today, the one, the only Mystic Sage from the East, Sen Swami.
Hey,
Sen Swami's
right.
Going to be in there a little bit later on this morning. Of course, we're going to have Guido reading your very own personalized horoscope to several of your very lucky listeners. And this morning, Michael J. Douglas will be talking about his UFO special
coming up
this Sunday night at 10 o'clock.
Sunday
it's
10.
Called UFO, the Credibility Gap, or How I'll Make One Last Ditch Effort to Get Back on the Tom Snyder Show Before I Go Down the Toilet. Yes, indeed, it's going to be a big one. Everybody stand by this morning, Guido. And there's a couple of minutes past 7. Back to you, Mr. Tenjin.
Thank you. It's 7:05, and back to you, Granny.
You over there, young man. One of them pretty girls was rubbing on him, and his light went out right there on the table. Turned hard as a carp. You know what I mean?
Granny's favorite Honda dealers are in Minneapolis, Towning Country Honda, 6225 Lindale Avenue South, and in St. Paul, Twin City Honda, 1437 University Avenue. Stop in and tell them Granny sent you.
Don't flush the time. That wasn't very nice of Guido.
I don't care.
He gave the wrong name of the show. It's not called The Credibility Gap, right?
It's called The Credibility Factor.
There we go. And it's on to Sunday night at 10.
Yeah, and it runs a whole hour, so we're not going to have all the results of the Medford incident or the lab analysis from Ted Phillips. We'll have that on probably the following week.
Yeah, yeah. But that's this Sunday at 10 for all you UFOs guys, man, you know.
Yeah.
If you're into that. It should
and
be
even
good.
Moms and dads. I mean, people with brains should listen to this, really. It's not just old people going, I saw it. Or young kids from around town going, yeah, there it was. It looked like an airplane, but instead it went way over there because I was stoned. No, this is going to be a biggie. There's colonels and majors and airline pilots on there, and Dr. Hynek's on there, and everybody big is on there.
How'd you get all those people stoned at once?
Shut up.
I didn't mean to make fun. I really shouldn't. I know you take that seriously, and making fun of something like UFOs to you is like making fun of animals to me.
Yeah. My new sealskin gloves?
All right, everybody, line up. We're going to get him.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that to me. That's like asking Linda Lovelace if she wants to meet you for a bite later. We better get out of this quick.
Yeah.
Well, what's new?
This quick. Remember that old joke?
Read my lips. This quick. What's that?
Nothing. It's an old joke.
Oh. Okay.
It's 9 minutes past 7. It's 13 degrees in the Twin Cities. Southern Minnesota should watch out for a new snowstorm.
Oh, my God.
A storm out of New Mexico today could dump 6 or more inches of tamales on us.
Oh,
no, no,
does
no,
that
snow.
Mean everybody's going to go to the bathroom for weeks? Oh.
The snow watch and heavy snow warning also is out for southeast South Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Northern Minnesota will escape this storm. Temperatures will be in the 20s in the storm belt today and tonight. They think that scares us or something? We always get snow up here.
Big deal.
Me.
I don't have snow tires, man.
A young Bloomington man has been charged in a $25,000 extortion plot involving the wife of a prominent Edina businessman. Authorities said the man, 20-year-old Michael Adams, is to appear in Hennepin County District Court this morning. He was arrested by Edina and Bloomington cops after businessman Percy Ross dropped off a paper bag containing $25,000 in $20 bills in a Bloomington alley. Ross told police a man telephoned his wife Friday night, threatened to kill her if the $25,000 was not met.
Huh.
Gee. Goodhue County Sheriff Dale Grote reports autopsies performed on Mr. and Mrs. Jack Alt and Earl Hastings show both died of gunshot wounds. The sheriff said Alt died of a... Well, we don't have to get all the details here. About a mile and a half from where their bloodstained car was discovered, they found them. And, well, anyway, we know that now.
Yeah.
See it all at 10 o'clock if you don't want to watch Mary Hartman.
Yeah.
National Center for Health Statistics reports illegitimate births are on the upswing, especially among white teenagers. We're paying for these studies. The center estimates there were 418,000 illegitimate births nationwide in 1974, a 3% hike over the previous year.
Well, that's a bummer. I wonder how many of those kids are going to be unwanted. You know?
I don't know.
Gee.
A 150-member board governing the National Council of Churches is meeting in Atlanta, and the board today is expected to approve a resolution opposing the use of nuclear power as a source of energy. The major policy statement expected to condemn nuclear power because of its use of plutonium, which the bunch says is very bad for human beings. Some Miami people involved in an unusual accident yesterday had very good luck. Small-engine plane failed over a busy highway, crashed into the rear of a car, bounced off that one, landed on the hood of another, then landed safely. No injuries reported, the pilot says. When he realized his plane was going down, he just tried to pick his way in between the cars.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's Harry.
Finally, believe it or cram it, motorists driving along Interstate 20 between Marshall, Texas and Shreveport, Louisiana this week have been startled to see a man, I swear this is true, crawling along the median strip on his knees and pulling a golf cart behind him with his teeth. The man is a minister, and he has more in mind than getting his name in a great book of records, you know. Baptist evangelist Hans Milliken says he's crawling 1,200 miles from Texas to Washington to show his concern for America's spiritual condition. He says he's trying to get the country to go down on its knees before God.
Hallelujah. What's he pulling Milliken, a golf cart for?
Milliken is averaging about half a mile a day and hopes to go faster now that he's built a new and better cart to carry his belongings. He will be looking for offers of shelter each night once he gets across the Louisiana border. What's so unusual about a man crawling down the freeway pulling his golf cart, said Jerry St. James. The boss comes home that way dozens of times.
I'm home, dear. Yeah, I shot a 107.
Hopes to find shelter. Now, would you give a man shelter? Far from into your house if you saw him running crawling down the street on his hands and knees, pulling a golf cart in his teeth?
I guess so.
Oh, yeah.
He's nuts. Yeah, this guy's nuts. I mean, and God is nice and all that, too, but come on, man, there's got to be a better way.
Somebody left him out in the sun too long and he went bad.
Heavy snow warning in the U100 forecast today. Cloudy with snow through tomorrow, 4 to 6 inches or more before ending.
Snow.
High today near 20, low tonight near 15, high tomorrow near 18. 13 now, Michael J., Jerry Sang-Jang.
Actually, I do have a sports item, which I will save. I was going to do it now, but I will save that for the 7:30 sports this morning.
Well, I got some, too.
Well, I got one, too. It's about the boss, but we'll get to that. Speaking of the boss, you know, we had lunch yesterday, he and I.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's right. You did. You called me up, but I couldn't make it.
Yeah, we had a wonderful lunch, and, you know, he tried to interest me. He's got a couple things going on the side. He tried
Shirley and Laverne.
Yeah. He tried to interest me in investing in a project he's got going. He and some people, some investors, some backers, have gotten together enough money to start the first private citizen space program.
Mm.
And he was telling me that they want to, you know, build a spacecraft and send it into outer space.
What's for?
Well, he asked me if I'd be interested in donating a couple of bucks to the cause, you know, and getting in on the ground floor of this.
Mm-hmm.
He says everybody's going to the moon. Everybody's going there. So he wants to send his spaceship to the sun.
Why?
Because everybody's going to the moon. I told him, I said, hey, wait a minute, you can't do that. The sun's surface is 13 million degrees. He says, that's okay, we'll go at night. He said, that's okay, we'll go at night.
Yeah.
See, they were giving him nose-to-nose resuscitation. This Eskimo in the pool. Ho!
Gotta see it my way.
All right, here we go. Let's walk down the hall here to the kitchen of the world. Here we go. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum. I got caught in the wash machine.
Betty's back.
Run home. Your mother is calling. She can't get the wash to come clean. Go on home, your mother is calling. Your father got caught in the garbage can. Go on home, your mother's calling. They come to collect your old man. Who's getting?
Hello, Betty.
Hi.
Look who's back.
Oh, Big Mike.
Yes, he's back. Oh, you were in the back hall last week, and we talked to Helen.
Oh.
You know that? Yeah, you were in the back at the mashed potato smasher.
Oh.
And Helen was talking to Artie and I when Mike was on vacation.
I thought something was weird last week.
Yeah, so did I, but glad you guys are. Let's see, where's
Big Mike?
There's Helen. Hi, Helen. How are you? Where's Irma this morning?
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, there's Irma. I see her under that big pot. Look at that.
Look at those nice shoes.
I know. Isn't that nice?
Isn't
little ketchup
cute?
Stain on the left one there, and Helen's just back there smashing up the cabbage for coleslaw. What are you doing this morning?
Oh, I was making cookies.
Making cookies again. Oh, be careful.
My cookie sheet.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's really nice. I really think that's interesting how you have that gallon bottle of Ripple hooked up there on the ceiling. All you have to do is just pull that little string and it all just drips down into the mashed potatoes.
We like to stay high, as it were.
Yeah, you do, too. It smells really good. I can hear it from here.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just feel free and look right here into my pocket?
Oh, look at that.
Ooh.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah. You got
Dorothy.
I want to say you got oh, yeah, you said hello to Dorothy over there at Bloomington Jefferson? Yeah, you're good friends, I guess. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say you got great cookies, sweetheart. You know that?
You're dirty, Jerry.
I always compliment you on your tomatoes and your cookies.
But I like it.
I know. I just love your tomatoes. Oh, I'd love to do with those tomatoes of yours. Just drag in the back. Where's Clarence? Is he in the cooler?
Clarence!
Yeah, he must be in the cooler. In the cooler there. Well, listen, do you mind if we take a look in your pot?
Feel free.
Thank you. Well, just move over here to the stove. You can just continue with your cookies there, all right?
Okay.
Don't let us disturb you, all right? Try to keep it down a little bit as we're on the air here. Minneapolis schools today.
Weird, bro.
Yeah, really. Are experiencing the following goodies for lunch. You kids are going to just go bananas. You'll love them. Today in Minneapolis schools, meat patty on your buns. Meat patty on your buns. Tater tots, buttered carrots, and the ever-popular pear sauce.
I will get a joint to my door.
Animals. They haven't changed. In Anoka, Hennepin County area schools, you children will have fish squares. All you square-headed little... And let's see, whipped potatoes, rainbow salad.
That's small, I think.
Graham finger rolls.
Graham
finger rolls, yes. And I wonder what Billy says about that.
I heard.
And also, some fruit you'll have.
Oh, bitches.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, in Bloomington today, they're going to have the world-famous meat in gravy over potatoes. I tell you, we're not going to go to that one. I don't want to eat that.
Famous military meal.
Yeah. Meat and gravy over potatoes, carrot sticks, spicy cornbread. See, it's the ripple in the cornbread. It'll do it. And fruit sauce.
Disgusting. In Golden Valley, where things are always better, baked beans. Whoopee. Meat patty, cabbage slaw, bread, and ginger cookie.
Do you have a diner or Fridley in there?
I have Robbinsdale.
You don't have either one of a diner or Fridley?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I guess I must lift that up. In a diner today, wiener on your buns, potato chips, peas and carrots, and a little fresh fruit there. That ain't bad, is it?
In Robbinsdale, hang on to yourselves, kids. In Robbinsdale, barbecue on bun, french fries, orange juice, corn, and a fruit cup.
That's pretty good. In Fridley today, cheeseburger, you'll love it. Dill slice, french fries, green beans, and one. Just one.
Only one.
Only one cookie.
What? It's a big butt. West St. Paul. Barbecue beef on bun. Tri-tater or two. Green beans. Apple crisp. And some fantastic topping.
Richfield today, Sloppy Hoes. Oh, Joe's. Typo there. Sloppy Joe's, french fries, orange juice, and chocolate frosted white cake.
That's about all.
Don't you have you don't have anything in there?
That's all I got.
Oh, well, no. I better do this one. Did you do South St. Paul?
No, I didn't.
I'll catch it. Charburger and South St. Paul. Charburger on your buns, pickles, tri-taters, coleslaw, and fruit. That don't sound too bad.
Stockyard soup.
Stockyard soup.
Oh,
you know,
every spring.
You know we should do? You know we should do? Eden Prairie.
Where's that at?
Do you have a copy of that?
No.
Well, I do.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. In Eden Prairie today, the girls sent this in special that we should read it for the kids. In Eden Prairie today, Independent School District 272, sliced beef on your buns. If you don't like that, you can have sliced turkey on your buns. Pretzels, cabbage salad, and fresh fruit. Sounds like they're not too excited about that either.
Oh, they don't like that.
That's too bad. Well, what can you say?
Ta-la-la.
Ta-la-la?
Yeah.
What's that?
Means so what?
Oh, so what?
Eat the junk or starve, you little pimple faces.
Oh, watch it. Watch it. You know you love those little kids.
Oh, I'm only teasing.
I
love children.
They do. Well, listen, it was just super coming in here. Isn't it nice to have Michael back?
Oh, it's so wonderful.
Yes, I know. Well, you just keep your finger in the potatoes. Keep making those cookies. Do you suppose we could have a cookie? Could I have a cookie?
Are you kidding?
They're not done yet?
You can just feel free all you like, but keep your hands off the cookie.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, it's well. Well, listen, we'll see you girls tomorrow, eh?
Bye, Jerry.
Goodbye, sweetie. Bye, Irma.
Yeah.
Bye, Betty. Bye, Helen. Bye, Clarence.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, give me a hand with the door, will you?
Animalistic.